In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad. Please stay with us. Today's story, The Life and Character of Ayatollah Muhammad Nasiri Dawlat Abadi. Dear listeners, Ayatollah Muhammad Nasiri Dawlat Abadi was born into a family of piety, asceticism, and knowledge in the year 1309 in the Iranian calendar in the city of Dawlat Abad, which is 10 kilometers away from Isfahan. His father was also a pious and ascetic religious scholar whose name was Hujjatul Islam wal Muslimin, Haj Sheikh Muhammad Baqir Nasiri. His father was one of the highly educated scholars of his time, who had been the student of Allama Akhund Kashi and also Jahangir Khan Qashqai. When his son was about to be born, he would call his son by the name of Muhammad Ali. Later, Ayatollah Nasiri became known as Muhammad. Ayatollah Nasiri's father migrated to Najaf. It was during those times when Ayatollah Nasiri began studying, first in the traditional school in Dawlat Abad and after a while in the Islamic seminary of Isfahan. During the years as a teenager, Ayatollah Nasiri had the privilege to go to Najaf, where the shrine of Imam Ali is. He was no more than 14 years old at this time. Even though in Najaf there were great difficulties, poverty and lack of essential facilities placed this family of five in a very difficult situation. The pleasant memories of Ayatollah Nasiri from those times is a sign of the spirit of seeking knowledge of his in the very first days of his stay in Najaf. We invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by Ayatollah Nasiri. Stay tuned.
دلمون که رفتیم این په دل رفتن کارامون آثار و نتایج داره هر کاری یه اثری داره هر حرکتی یه اثری داره
Following one's desires has its own consequences because every deed and manner has effect on others. Allah looks at your deed along with the effect that it has on others. So we must be careful about the effects of our deeds. The important point here is that Allah is all just. He is just and He acts according to His justice. Therefore, I must not fear Him. However, I must fear the consequences of my deeds. This fear is called khawf in Islamic terminology.
Thank you.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Ayatollah Nasiri did not stay in Najaf for more than 2 years. This was because his mother passed away. She was very fortunate because even though she was living in a foreign country, she had the privilege to be buried in a grave in one of the courtyards of the shrine of Imam Ali that was not very far from the tomb of Imam Ali. A year after this incident, Ayatollah Nasiri's family returned to Iran. Ayatollah Nasiri was alone in Najaf while he was only 17 years old. During this time, he went to Sadr School in Najaf. His father had entrusted him first to Imam Ali and then to Ayatollah Sheikh Muhammad Hussein Dehqani, who was considered one of the great scholars of that city. Ayatollah Nasiri, while studying in Najaf Seminary, also became familiar with one of the great Islamic mystics of Najaf, whose name was the late Sheikh Muhammad Kufi. Ayatollah Nasiri attended the lessons of different highly knowledgeable and educated scholars and jurists, such as Ayatollah Mudarris Afghani, Ayatollah Sheikh Mujtaba Lankarani, Ayatollah Sayyid Abul A'la Sabzavari, Ayatollah Bad Kubei, Grand Ayatollah Imam Khomeini, and other teachers of Najaf Seminary. In those days, he benefited from one of the great moral and mystical personalities of that time, the late Ayatollah Agha Sayyid Muhammad Kashmiri. He learned many things from him. He also became familiar with Haj Sheikh Abbas Quchani, the executor of Ayatollah Qazi's will. Other great Islamic mystics he associated with included Ayatollah Sayyid Jamaluddin Gulpaygani, Sayyid Hashim Haddad, and Allama Tabatabai.
رجا هم هست خوف و رجا رجا یعنی امیدواری امیدوار باشی
From the other side, we have another term called Raja, which means hope. Usually, these two terms come together, which means that we must fear the consequences of our evil deeds, but also we must hope for Allah's mercy upon us. We must be always hopeful if we do our duties in the right manner. We must hope for a benevolence that will come to me from Allah for my good deeds. Now, if I hope to reach benevolence, or if I hope to reach my goal in life, it needs some preparations. Raja means that you have hopes in reaching your goals, or mercy of Allah upon observing some prerequisites in your life.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Dear listeners, Ayatollah Nasiri is one of the well-known religious scholars of Isfahan, who is considered as a very great moral teacher, similar to the late Ayatollah Agha Mujtaba Tehrani. Ayatollah Nasiri's lessons on morality are not just about some general topics and general Islamic issues. In fact, Ayatollah Nasiri mentions authentic narrations and uses his great knowledge of religious sciences to speak about different moral issues. Ayatollah Nasiri is very much in love with the Imam of the time, Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. For example, in his lessons about topics related to Imam Mahdi, he talks about the issue of intilar, meaning anticipation of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, and the importance of such an act. This knowledgeable Islamic jurist talks about the meaning of anticipation and says that anticipation of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi does not mean that one only cares about his own affairs, such as his acts of worship and personal religious affairs, and only waits for the reappearance of the Imam of the time. Rather, anticipation is a spiritual state that affects the entirety of a muntazir's or anticipator's material life, both his personal and social life. Ayatollah Nasiri says that an anticipator of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi must not only be dissatisfied with the status quo, but also he must demand a change that helps to hasten the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, and he must strive to bring about that change. This is just one of his lessons about the Imam of the time. There are many other lessons to be learned from Ayatollah Nasiri about Imam Mahdi, such as about Zuhur, reappearance of His Holiness, Imam Mahdi as reflected in revelation, issues concerning occultation, and the characteristics and stations of Imam Mahdi. Those who are interested can read his book, The Water of Life, which is the translation of Abu Hayat. May Allah protect Ayatollah Nasiri and grant him success. Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Ayatollah Nasiri. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.